There was one lady there, she said, in the middle of it, she says, "Hold on a minute, y'all, I got to roll my pants up." Yeah, the shit was getting deep.
You can hate me, try to break me, talk me down and denigrate me. You can try to silence every word, but I will not be leaving quietly.
What happened at County Council last night was crazy in a lot of ways. The place filled up pretty quick, and there were 16 people that signed up for public comments. I didn't really look at the topics that everybody was going to talk about. Generally speaking, I don't look at that. Apparently, there was some kind of controversy about the farmer's market involving Jimmy Jones. Now, from what I understand, Jimmy had posted a thing on Facebook about the farmer's market playing favorites, letting political people in there, something to that nature. Anyway, apparently the comments went crazy, you know, and accusing people of all kinds of stuff and all. This is where ignorance plays in, and then a mass of people come in and exploit ignorance all over the place, and things get misconstrued and all this, and I don't know, there were some crazy things, and there was a lot of people there speaking about the farmer's market and Jimmy Jones. And one guy, Truesdale, now he got hot, and Julie Burns tried to hammer him down, and Russell Brazel yelled out. Y'all take a look at this.
Mr. Truesdale, you've got about another minute. Please go ahead.
Another minute?
Yes, sir. Please. All right. I appreciate what you're saying, but I have to follow the rules that we have. Go ahead, please.
Go ahead and finish. You got all the time you want.
I'm trying to be respectful up here, so I'm not going to say what I'm really thinking right now about all of you.
Give him 10 minutes to finish. Let's hear it all.
No, thank you, Russell. No. Go ahead, Mr. Truesdale. You got one.
All right. So in some of these posts, we have people that say that, for instance, sorry, but personally, I would have kicked their sorry asses out one way or another. Talking about Mr. Maribel, who was sitting at a booth collecting signatures, not bothering anyone. No, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones, please. Go ahead, Mr. DeBrew, please.
So, after that, and after I spoke, after everybody had spoken and all, the county council went into an executive session during the time, and Jimmy Jones was outside of the executive session for a good while. And Truesdale come over and was harassing Jimmy, and the next thing you know, there was damn near a tussle right there in the county council meeting. The farmer's market thing took the show, I think. But on the agenda, Sammy Tucker had placed the hospitality tax. Now, all the people in there, not all of them, the farmers people were in there. We had Lugoff Fire in there looking for an increase. And they had significant numbers, but it was standing room only. And so the hospitality tax comes up, and Sammy moves to take it off the agenda. When the agenda's getting approved, he makes this thing about out here by the dump. The truck's back there pulling in. Remember that fee, I think it's $47 or something like that they've added for these trucks running back and forth for the dump. Yeah. Anyway, so the hospitality tax is on the agenda. So Sammy says, I make a motion to take the hospitality tax, the H tax is what he called it. Everybody said, the what?
Oh, that's so. Ordinance, item number two, this time to delete.
So we're going to delete item number two,
yes, sir.
Which is the H tax. Can we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion, Mr. Tucker?
No, sir. What's an
H tax?
Any discussion, Mr. Connell?
Chairman, I'm sorry.
Y'all need to keep the quiet down because we can't hear you. Go ahead, Mary. What was your question? You said you can't hear. All right, yeah. All right, Mr. Connell, any discussion?
None.
All right, how do you vote, sir?
Yes.
All right, all others signify by raising your hand. Please, Mr. Maddox. Mr. Snodgrass, Tucker.
I've got further questions.
Oh, you have a discussion. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, go right ahead.
I was trying to be polite and let everyone else finish.
Oh, that's so kind of funny. But he took it off, and then I think Russell Brazel was the one that said, are you taking this off because all these people right in here? And Sammy knew that's the damn reason he did it.
These are things that I have not heard about yet that are appearing on agendas. Where's the failure to communicate here? Because I'm a little bit sore over several situations. Unfortunately, I was overseas during the last meeting. And 20 minutes prior to the meeting, I got a phone call that took a wrecking ball to my last motion, which would have funded three firemen in Pine Grove, specifically.
Well, let's talk to the specific issue.
He is talking to the specifics.
Talk to the specific issue, please.
He is talking to the specifics.
No, we're talking H tax.
I'm catching up just a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
And I won't apologize for it.
I'm not.
Secondly, the hospitality tax has been kicked around for years. Why now? And if it's on it, are y'all intimidated to vote on it because people are here?
Please, ladies and gentlemen, that's an inappropriate question here.
That's not inappropriate. No, there's no question that it's inappropriate. There is not an inappropriate question.
Okay, well, go with your question.
I won't be told any longer what's appropriate and inappropriate.
Okay, what's your question?
I earned my way to this chair,
let him talk,
and
Mr.
I
Chairman.
Will speak my mind.
Go ahead, please, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Now, I would love an answer, and I respect Mr. Tucker very much, but why are we taking it off? Because I'm looking forward to voting against it.
Okay. Mr. Tucker.
Thank you. Brazel, if you want to amend anything that you see may have gone wrong in our relationship, when we finish, I'll be free and available. But
All right. I don't want to clear the room, ladies and gentlemen.
We had council meeting this afternoon about the position on this, and we delete and add items all the time. This is just a prerogative. Has nothing to do with the crowd.
Mr. Brazel.
Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
If I could, Mr. Brazel is absolutely correct. And I asked Mr. Tucker in our last meeting in our budget work session, what has happened? How do we get to where we were to where we are at the last meeting? We had some amendments that were sprung on us that we didn't know anything about, and it seemed there were four votes locked in, ready to vote. I knew nothing about it. I heard about it when you did, and we cannot continue to do that. And I definitely feel like come January, there's going to be some changes made to where the budget will be made to where it'd be more transparent, Mr. Brazel.
Okay. Any other comments, Mr. Brazel?
No, Mr. Tucker clarified. Thank you so much.
Very good. Any further discussion? All right, we have before us a motion to remove the H tax. With that, let's move to vote. Mr. Connell, you've indicated a yes.
Yes, to remove.
And all others signify by raising your hand, and it's unanimous.
So that was kind of funny. We had a number of people there that were speaking against this David Snodgrass bamboozle conspiracy, righteous conspiracy. It was interesting. At the end, Snodgrass went through the whole voting on every issue, voting on everything out there. And then at the end, Julie Burns picked David Snodgrass to the council briefing. And Mr. Snodgrass, being the reverend that he is, went into a long and drawn-out sermon in which he praised everybody and pointed out the good things about each one of them and how much he loved serving and how tough it was, and even a tear when he mentioned his, the support of his wife. It was wonderful. There was one lady there, she said, in the middle of it, she says, "Hold on a minute, y'all, I got to roll my pants up." Yeah, and the shit was getting deep. So, in the end, did it change anything? Well, hey, the hospitality tax is off, but it'll be back. They got, now they're on this 1 month meeting thing. So, you know, a month for all the hoopla-la to die down about David Snodgrass and the tax increases and all that. So, what's going to happen the next council meeting? Who knows? Generally speaking, the people get upset one time and don't come again. And they know that. But another thing, last night, Lugoff Fire, who hasn't had a millage increase in 8 years, is now came before council and wanted an increase from like $23 up to $83, tripling of their funding, basically. And that's for firefighters that don't get paid diddly squat. I feel for those guys. Lugoff Fire is top notch. One thing that they mentioned last night was the fee and lieu that they get from Target out there for a 2.5 million square foot building is only about $100,000, and they are out. They get calls out there five times a week. He said it's ridiculous, and I agree. I agree. These fee and lieus are masquerading. Supposedly it's the jobs and all that pay for it, and the little tax slaves and all. But these fees do not come anywhere close to what they would have robbed from the Target for 30 years. I mean, it's a pittance what Target pays. And that's why they do these incentives like this. And they blow smoke up our butt saying that it's a wonderful thing. You're going to have all these great jobs and that kind of thing. Now, we end up paying more for those jobs than anything. We got to pay it in infrastructure. We got to pay it in people moving in. Well, the tax slaves that work there pay more than their fair share because Target's not. It's nice for a corporation. That's why corporations the corporations are the ones that created this fee and lieu stuff. Who the hell you think's up there lobbying in the state house? It's all corporations. You and me don't get a voice at the state house. So anyway, that's what the county council meeting was. I don't know what you. One old boy told me today. He said, "Did y'all change anything yesterday?" And I said, "Well, we defeated the hospitality tax, but as far as the budget, no, no, we didn't change anything." He said, "That's what I thought." My wife said, "You waste your gas going down there, but they ain't gonna change nothing. They got their minds made up." And I said, "Yep, yep." That's the attitude that everybody takes, and that's why they get away with it. I mean, if you put 500 people down there every meeting, they would start to listen. It was rowdy last night, and I liked it. I enjoyed it. They called David Snodgrass out from the crowd. That's the way that things ought to be operated. Anyway, so if you really want to change, or if you're going to be compliant, you can decide. This is a free country. As for me, I'm not going to go quietly. Till next time, guys. Peace.
Anymore. Mr. Maddox, can you
wrap it up? Leave me alone.
Can you wrap it up, Mr.
I'm wrapping it up. Leave me alone.
Thank you very much, Mr. Maddox.